Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
Do you want to take emotions out of your retirement planning decisions?
Everyone's always trying to predict what's going to happen, and they make decisions accordingly. We try to encourage folks to have a plan that's more grounded in what's going on in their life and in their goals, and not basing anything on the political arena or anything else that they can't really control.
Join them Saturday afternoon at 4 here on WMAL and visit retirementkeyradio.com.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
705 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a lot of difficult areas this morning, Bill. First, the crash in Landmark on 395 North at Duke Street. That's been cleared for a while, but it's still giving us bigger delays than we normally have as you come off of the Capitol Beltway and leaving the Newington area. Now we're broken up a bit. Crash that was in the backups that started back at Dale City, now reported in the Lorton area. The water main break, one of our latest problems still, Virginia, dealing with this on Van Dorn Street as you head northbound approaching the Beltway. At least one lane was blocked, and boy, can definitely tell the effects of this with delays beginning. It's going to be before you even get to Franconia Road, so Van Dorn commuters, you'll need extra time, or you want to avoid that area altogether. Let's go topside of the Maryland Beltway from Route 1 around to George Avenue slow. Getting to the Beltway, the exit ramp from northbound George Avenue onto that inner loop still closed. Accident involved a bus there. Now, for 210 this morning, I haven't had any problems or complaints reported with the signal lights heading northbound up toward the Beltway, but the crash is the problem. Northbound 210 prior to the Capitol Beltway. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Few clouds with clear sky first part of the day. Partial clouds with sunshine later, 45. Tonight, 36, areas of fog and drizzle locked in by morning. Then occasional rain showers coming in later tomorrow afternoon, 54. Friday, chance of showers, highs in the low 60s before colder weather comes in for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Vienna, 25 in Waldorf, 28 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. South Korea's president credits Donald Trump for his huge contribution to restarting talks with North Korea. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Well, good morning to you. Here's what's coming up. Joining us in half an hour, Representative Steve King will be with us. We will discuss him, which you saw yesterday. We'll discuss with him about DACA and about security on the border. Is it going to get done? At 8:15, Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke is with us. And at 8:35, it's Chris Bedford, author of Art of the Donald. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. Joining us now, Dr. Stephen Farnsworth. He's a professor of political science and international affairs at the University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And Stephen, you've been tracking the Virginia legislature as they gavel in today in the Commonwealth. Now Republicans with a narrow, narrow majority there. What do you expect is first up as they tackle all of Virginia's legislative concerns?
Well, this is going to be a much more interesting session than most years because you're looking at a very narrow margin. If the courts don't make some last-minute action, you're looking at a 50-49 majority for the moment for the Republicans, and that is likely to be 51-49 when the legal issues are resolved. And that's going to create an environment where the state is going to see a lot of controversy. It's not going to be clear what's going to get through. The first thing they have to deal with, of course, is the budget. You've got big issues like funding for Metro that's being discussed. discussed, Medicaid expansion. It's really going to be perhaps the most interesting legislative session in a decade, maybe more.
Yeah, and then you've got incoming Governor Ralph Northam. He's going to be inaugurated on Saturday. But this week, both he and Terry McAuliffe getting together in order to make the case that the first legislation that they want to see, as you mentioned, Medicaid expansion, also universal background checks for gun purchases, early voting, carbon reduction, a ban on the personal use of campaign funds, a borrower's bill of rights for student loans, a rollback of abortion restrictions, and criminal justice changes that would boost the felony theft threshold from $200 to $1,000. That's a laundry list of items. What is the thing that's going to get early attention? Is it Medicaid expansion?
Yeah, I think so, because in the previous legislative session, there were 66 Republicans, 34 Democrats. That created an environment where anything that the governor wanted wasn't going to get very far. And McAuliffe was very frustrated over 4 years with the Medicaid expansion question. Now, with a two-seat majority for the Republicans in the House of Delegates, you could expect the Lieutenant Governor, Ralph Northam, when he becomes governor, to focus even more on Medicaid expansion. The Democratic theory here is that there will be a couple of Republicans who have really vulnerable public hospitals in their districts. A major economic employer in rural districts, of course, would be the local hospital. And so if you could find a couple of Republicans to side with the Democrats, you could imagine Medicaid expansion in some form getting through the legislature.
But how does the House of Delegates work exactly in terms of controlling the agenda? Because Republicans, as you noted, remain in control. They have all of the leadership positions, as far as we can tell. Today, they're expected to finally name officially and install Delegate Kirkland Cox as Speaker of the House of Delegates. Will that result in Republicans being able to stop a lot of Ralph Northam's agenda from appearing in their legislative calendar?
Well, one of the things to remember about Ralph Northam is that he campaigned as a more moderate Democrat, certainly more moderate than Tom Perriello, but also more moderate than Terry McAuliffe. And so you're looking at some appeal to Republicans. He was a pretty conservative Democrat for the legislature, and that creates the opportunity perhaps for him to be more persuasive at the margins with a lawmaker here and there. Now, the Republicans, as you say, do control the mechanics of the legislature, again, assuming no last-minute decisions about those two complicated House of Delegate recount businesses in the 94th and the 28th. The Republican majority, they elect the speaker, they set up the committees, and they come up with a system that is going to look out for them. But it's important to remember that it is much harder to maintain a caucus of 51 Republicans than it was to maintain a caucus of 66. You can be very generous with individual Republicans wanting to go on a different path when you've got a huge majority. When you have a narrow majority, even one or two Republicans thinking a different strategy can create problems for the leadership. So the leadership will have to navigate those Republicans who are worried that they're going to be subject to the next voter wave.
Well, let me ask you about that. And appealing to Republicans, Republicans being traditionally more fiscally conservative. Medicaid expansion, though, puts more and more, as time goes on, more and more responsibility on the states to support it. How do Republicans justify that?
Well, I think the key issue is going to depend on where you are in your individual district. I mean, the challenge that a lot of Republicans have to face in more rural parts of the state is the economic health of their communities. And so while there is some question, of course, about a lot of government programs that turn out to be a lot more expensive than promised on the front end, the reality is that if you're looking at a hospital that might close in your rural community, that's a major employer, that's a major source of community health. Any of those kinds of threats can convince a Republican who might be fiscally conservative in the abstract to sign up for something that is along the lines of Medicaid expansion in the interests of their own district. The one thing I would say, though, is I don't think we're going to get the full-throated Medicaid expansion along the lines that McAuliffe wanted. My guess is that Northam will end up compromising on something that moves in the direction of greater access to Medicaid, but won't go anywhere near as much as what McAuliffe wanted.
You know, a lot of people like living in Virginia because of its gun laws, but you have a situation now where Ralph Northam, who was supported by Mike Bloomberg, by the way, in his run for office, has already said out loud that he wants to move towards universal background checks. I presume that means adding background checks to private gun sales, and also to ban bump stocks if he gets the opportunity. What do you think the appetite for changing gun laws in Virginia is going to be?
I think that's going to be harder for the Democrats than making some progress or making some movement on Medicaid expansion. I think that you have a lot of Republicans who are pretty conservative on gun issues, and you have a lot of Democrats, too. If they represent swing districts, they might not be all that interested in creating a different kind of environment. There may be some movement on, say, the bump stock issue. That was something that a lot of independent analysts looking at the Las Vegas shooting thought would be a reasonable piece of legislation to pursue. But it doesn't seem to me that there's going to be any wholesale change to gun laws in Virginia. The Democrats are still not in the majority, and even if they were, you've still got a few conservative Democrats out there who have their doubts about going down the road of greater gun control.
And what about the budget? That's such a huge thing. Affects every single person living in Virginia. You've got a lot of pressure to support the more payments to the subway system, plus, you know, Medicaid expansion. You've got a lot of things pulling at the budget. Where do you think that goes? Are they going to pull back on spending?
Well, I think that Virginia has one good thing going for it every election, every budget year, in that there is with its proximity to the federal government, the state is relatively close to recession-proof. But with the uncertainty about federal spending going forward, that may change. And that's why I think that the legislature has to be real careful when they start signing up for a lot of commitments that could create problems if, in fact, the sequester becomes more painful for Virginia and the like. Because right now, it's sort of like Christmas morning. Everybody wants all these gifts. You want more money for public education. You want more money for public transportation. You want more money for economic development initiatives. And the revenue growth does not match up with what you see as a pretty high level of demands for the budget. So it wouldn't surprise me if these wish lists of Christmas morning turn out to be pared down quite a bit before the end of the session.
All right, Dr. Stephen Farnsworth, professor of political science and international affairs at University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Really appreciate you joining us here again on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Nice to have you. And coming up, we're going to talk about Google and its quest to just pummel conservative news sites. You're definitely going to want to hear this story. 7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I want to hear. But first, let's get you across the American Legion Bridge out of Virginia. Fire and rescue units at the scene of the crash. So we have the left half of that stretch of the Beltway blocked. For those of you coming out of Tyson's, your delays begin now before the toll road. So now that you know, the culprit up ahead will be focused at the Legion Bridge. Stay to the right. And once you get past there, then you're wide open up toward 270. Top side of the Beltway, boy, we're pretty much jammed solid. Heavier than normal. We're back near Route 1, heading around toward Georgia Avenue. Oh, Georgia Avenue. Change for the better. Northbound Georgia Avenue, you now can exit onto the inner loop of the Beltway. They reopened that exit ramp. They had a long-standing crash there. Pennsylvania Avenue, northbound near Dower House Road, were bunched up. 295 as you leave the Beltway past the Naval Research Lab, slow, and then much better up at the 11th Street Bridge, where lanes have been reopened. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge into town, crash just reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, let's do it. Today, partly cloudy, high near 45 degrees. Tonight, we'll get some clouds with areas of fog and patchy drizzle. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies during the morning hours will give way to occasional showers in the afternoon with a high of 54 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 31. 717 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right, I want to talk to you about something pretty amazing and also kind of scary. You know, we heard this week that James Damore, the former Google employee, was involved in a class action lawsuit against Google, alleging anti-conservative bias within the ranks of the company, that its own staff felt like there was an anti-conservative bias, that their own viewpoints couldn't be expressed if they were conservative. And he's obviously in the midst of a class action lawsuit. Now we get this. When I say we, I can say I. What happened here was earlier this week, I was just looking up random things on Google to include other websites. And what I started to notice was that Google has a feature on the side of its search results now that when you search for, say, a website, search for the Washington Post, search for the New York Times, search for the Daily Caller, on the side of the screen is a bar. And on that bar, you'll find various things. With the Washington Post, for instance, you'll find things like what they write about and awards. So you can click awards and see what awards they've won. If you search for The Daily Caller on Google, just type in The Daily Caller, you will get a search result that includes the following. Writes about, and it includes the topics that the caller writes about, and reviewed claims. Now, what is that? Reviewed claims is a fact-checking module. It is to assess the truthfulness of any given story as assessed by clearly partisan places, by the way, like Snopes and PolitiFact, which will go out of their way oftentimes to come up with decisions based on liberal politics, not objective truth. What they do is they'll often take, say, like a claim made by an individual, and then they'll, through a logical fallacy, can convey that claim on the Daily Caller, right? Because the Daily Caller is reporting somebody else's quote, and say that the Daily Caller is the one who's wrong, despite the fact that what they're trying to say, supposedly, is that the person who said the quote is wrong, etc. But that's all a diversion from what's going on here, which is Google is only applying this fact-checking system right now to conservative websites, to conservative news sites. The fact-check module, reviewed claims, is almost only appearing on conservative news sites. If you search for the Washington Post, if you search for the New York Times, of which there are fact checks, by the way, written about them. How do I know that? Oh, yeah, the Daily Caller writes fact checks about the New York Times and the Washington Post. Do they appear in their module? No. Do fact checks about liberal sites appear in the module? If I search for Vox right now, the liberal website, does it get a fact check? No. If I search for the New Republic, if I search for Alternet, if I search for Think Progress, Talking Points Memo, The Daily Beast, I could go on and on and on. Do they have fact check modules? No. If I search for the Free Beacon, if I search for Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire, if I search for Glenn Beck's The Blaze, do they have fact check modules? Yes. They each have modules on the side assessing the facts of their outlets. Mixture, incorrect, false, three Pinocchios, true, whatever the outcomes are, they're all listed there. It's like an effort to try and hold specifically and bring scrutiny to specifically conservative news sites rather than liberal, rather than legacy news outlets. So it's I would say, both a bizarre and a very troubling feature. And there have been liberal sites, by the way, who've gone back over our work now, meaning the Daily Caller's work, to assess this, to look and say, okay, is there truth to this, what they've reported? Gizmodo is calling some of this embarrassing on Google's part. I mean, they're still knocking the Daily Caller because that's built into their DNA. But they say that it's embarrassingly true. The fact checks that exist in the module, some of them have nothing to do with the Daily Caller, yet they're ascribed to the Daily Caller. This is downright libelous. If you're a news site that has this happening to you, this is practically actionable. Because it's basically saying you can't be trusted. Oh, you click in, it has nothing to do with you. Why are you telling your Google searching audience this about websites unless it has to do with politics?
How can anyone be surprised about this? We all know that Google doesn't give you pure search results. We all know that people can pay to come up first in Google and that Google filters. This is why I use Bing. I have used Bing for years because of this, because I want real search results. And I don't want it, and especially don't want it with commentary. So this is why I don't use Google, and I don't think anyone can be surprised by this. 722 on WMAL.
The game of football is about pain. I thought foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad those are supports are in my shoes.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 in Park.
All right, it's been cold, right? We're finally getting some warmer weather. Well, you know, there's more cold weather coming. So if you were sitting there during that cold snap going, boy, it's chilly in here. Since I'm home, I'm chilly. I keep turning the thermostat up. Maybe a little warmer in here. You want to know why? It's because of your windows. Because that cold air is coming in through your windows. So now is a really good time to stop that. Replace your windows. You're going to lower your heating bills, and you're going to be more comfortable. Thompson Creek, they design, they build the windows, they install the windows, they make them right here in their local factory, and they build them specifically for your home. Now, because they also install the windows, they take you through every step of the process. There is no middleman, so there's no markup. Also, they're totally accountable to you. That is so, at least for me, so comforting, because I don't have to call 10,000 people to try to find somebody to take care of a problem if there is one. Plus, they've got the incredible winter window sale going on right now. You get $200 off every window, plus no money down, zero interest financing until August of 2019. Take advantage of this offer. Feel the difference with Thompson Creek Windows. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Before this offer is gone, visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. Win up to $10,000 weekly in free play and a chance at the grand prize of $100,000 in cash. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entries. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, on the Beltway, American Legion Bridge. No change at the scene of the crash. We're coming out of Virginia, Beck Shue coming out of Tyson's Inner Loop. The reason for your just standstill traffic, you're inching along, is going to be on the bridge span. Left lane is still blocked. Still see fire and rescue units there working the incident. So have extra patience. I know it's tedious. You're trying to get into Maryland there. On the outer loop side, if you're coming off of 270 and heading into Virginia, your travel lanes are open. But, of course, you can see all that activity as you approach the bridge span. So extra volume with the rubbernecking delays there. At the top side of the Beltway, we're solid through Silver Spring out of College Park. 270 looks like in Gaithersburg. We were still focused on the incident that was on the shoulder. Then heavy into Rockville. On 210 Indian Head Highway, as you come up toward Wilson Bridge Drive for the crash, and water main break on Van Dorn Street. I would try to avoid this if you can. You're getting by, but very slowly. They have at least the right side blocked. Northbound Van Dorn at the Beltway. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Near seasonable temperatures today. A few clouds with clear sky for the first part, and then partial clouds into the afternoon, 45. Little drizzle and fog tonight into tomorrow morning, 36 tonight, and then mid-50s for tomorrow afternoon with occasional showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, 31 degrees, 727 on WMAL.
Don't we all want to be rich? We want to be that rich person living in that world. Well, Jeff Bezos, forget, you can't even see his dust. Jeff Bezos is so far ahead of the rest of us. His net worth reached $105.1 billion on Monday. His personal net worth, the richest person in history. Bezos is worth more than the GDP of 125 nations. That's over, that's of the world's 195 nations. He's richer than most countries. Listen, God bless him. That comes from 78.9 million shares of Amazon stock that he owns. And he also owns the Washington Post and a Blue Origin, which is a private space travel business. So, God bless him. Is he single? 728 on WMAL.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Washington, D.C. Call 855-982-1591 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonospineSurgery.com. SonospineSurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Well, not everybody's singing Kumbaya about that meeting yesterday with the President of the United States. Congressman Steve King's going to join us next, and I'm sure he's actually going to make some news. So fix your ears to that radio. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In just a few hours, Maryland and Virginia lawmakers convene their respective 2018 legislative sessions. In Annapolis, the session could be unusually contentious in this election year, says St. Mary's College political scientist Todd Eberle.
Normally in Maryland, the controversial stuff has been taken care of the year before the election. That way, the session leading into the election can be somewhat calm. But that is not going to be the case this time around.
In Richmond, meanwhile, outgoing Governor Terry McAuliffe is making way for Governor elect Ralph Northam, who will be sworn in on Saturday. A new poll out this morning puts Prince George's County Executive Rushen Baker in the lead among the Democratic candidates for governor of Maryland. But the Gonzales Research poll also finds that about a third of Maryland Democrats haven't made up their minds yet. A federal judge in California has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's plan to end the DACA program.
The Justice Department responding that the ruling does not change its position that the Obama-era program is unlawful, asserting that it will continue to defend its position in further litigation.
Correspondent Joe Johns. A man was shot and wounded last night not far from George Washington University Hospital, and when he went to the ER there for help, it caused a temporary lockdown as police went looking for the shooter. They didn't find the gunman, and that lockdown was later lifted. The first woman elected to Congress in Maryland has died. Marjorie Holt served 7 terms in the House, starting with her election in 1972 as a Republican. Holt was 97. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,386. The Nasdaq at 71.64. Sports, the Caps get a home win over Vancouver. College basketball wins for Georgetown and Virginia. NBA, the Wizards take on the Utah Jazz at home tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Make the first stop on your next vacation the Washington, D.C. Travel and Adventure Show. Find thousands of vacation options and meet travel experts Samantha Brown and Rudy Maxa. 2 days only, January 20th and 21st at the Washington Convention Center. Get discounted tickets at travelshows.com.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Once again, Mervis sets the standard for jewelry. You've got to see our new collection. Straight row diamond tennis bracelets remain a favorite. They're simple and elegant. Our neck pieces are so sexy, they're almost illegal. Imagine a perfect diamond, suspended from a delicate gold chain, resting securely in the small of her throat. What a beautiful, sensuous gift. Our magnificent diamond bands will melt her heart. The Mervis diamonds are ferociously brilliant. They seem to leap out at you. The designs are daring and rare. You'll find them at one place only, Mervis. And as for earrings, Mervis proudly shows the newest diamond ear studs, dangles, hoops, and anything else you can imagine. When you really love her, show it with Mervis Diamond Jewelry, the best there is. Two philosophies unite everything at Mervis. The finest quality and legendary Mervis value. The prices are almost too good to be true. Come see for yourself. She'll thank you forever. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of a thousand other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
Isn't 2018 the year to finally have LASIK? You can now have your reading vision corrected also with the Raindrop procedure. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor letting you know that that's what I did last year to improve my life, and now it's your turn. Dr. Witness performed more Raindrop procedures than any surgeon in the country. He's now been named a Raindrop Center of Excellence. Already had LASIK or cataract surgery? That's okay. You can still have Raindrop to correct your reading vision. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Witten and Dr. Shilpa Rose. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at wittenlasereye.com, where you'll see the difference.
There are many memorable moments in life. Graduation, your first car, your first kiss. Hi, I'm Debbie with Your Home Now Mortgage. Let us help you create another memorable moment when you buy your new home. We'll make it easy and stress-free. Mention this ad and we'll give you $1,000 credit at closing.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539. Equal housing lender.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, across the American Legion Bridge, they're trying to get everything to the shoulder, but we still have help at the scene. Out of Virginia into Maryland, we are jammed that left side with the activity. Stay to the far right to get by. Out of Maryland, coming off of 270 and heading across the Legion Bridge, your travel lanes are open, but you can see the flashing lights, so it's no surprise you're slowing to check out the activity. It's always one of those things. As you come north of 66, watch for that stop and go. Tough ride. Also affects the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway just to merge onto those backups because you're merging in right before the accident activity. For 395, Beltway to Landmark slow. Again, Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge had a report of a new accident as you head toward the bridge span itself. Van Dorn Street with a water main break. This one is really giving us big delays, so listen carefully if you're coming northbound out of, say, Kingstown. You might want to rethink your route because you'll get stuck in the stop-and-go backup here getting to the Beltway and Van Dorn. Water main break activity cleanup along the right. And 210 major delays northbound. It has nothing to do with the signal lights. Everyone's telling me it looks like the lights are working properly. However, before the Beltway at Wilson Bridge Drive for the crash, a lot of activity there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Near seasonable temperatures today. A few clouds with clear sky for the first part and then partial clouds into the afternoon, 45. Little drizzle and fog tonight into tomorrow morning, 36 tonight, and then mid-50s for tomorrow afternoon with occasional showers. I'm meteorologist Ray State. The Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Springfield, 21 in Greenbelt, 31 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. A lot more ahead here on Mornings on the Mall. We got Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke, head of the Republicans in Maryland, joining us today at 8:15. And then at 8:35, Chris Bedford is the author of The Art of the Donald. He had an eye on that meeting yesterday, going to tell us his impression of the president's deal-making abilities here. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Representative Steve King from Iowa. Representative King, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning. The background noise will end in about 15 seconds here.
Okay. Well, in that 15 seconds, I would like you to listen to something from the meeting yesterday that we all saw televised about immigration and DACA. We saw Democrats and Republicans going back and forth, little wheeling and dealing. And here's what President Trump had to say during that meeting.
When this group comes back, hopefully with an agreement, this group and others from the Senate, from the House, comes back with an agreement, I'm signing it. I mean, I will be signing it. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I want this or I want that. I'll be signing it because I have a lot of confidence in the people in this room that you're going to come out with something really good.
Wow, he has a lot of confidence in the people in that room. Do you share his confidence?
I sure do not share his confidence. Of course, we may have a different objective now. Mine was to restore the respect for the rule of law. I expected that the president on January 20th of last year, shortly after noon, would end the DACA program, which we all agree is unconstitutional. Barack Obama agreed, even though he violated his oath to implement that policy. Donald Trump was elected in a significant part on his promise to restore the rule of law and DACA, and of course, secure the border and enforce immigration law and enhance immigration enforcement across the country. And so the promise of I'll sign the bill you send me essentially says I'll make this easy for you. One of the conditions seems to be DACA amnesty, and he added his conditions to it. Which are he wants at least some funding for a wall, and he wants to end chain migration and have E-Verify, and let's see, end the visa lottery program.
You know, I didn't hear anything about I didn't hear E-Verify at all yesterday. Did you?
Well, you know, I didn't listen to the whole 55 minutes, so maybe I've injected that into this discussion. If he didn't bring that up, I'm even more concerned. And so I want to, I've got a list of, you know, 20 or more things that I think we should do. All of them, I believe, are part of his campaign promises.
I know that,
Congressman,
I know that you don't want to see DACA amnesty come through, but the White House for a while has flirted with using it as leverage to trade for the things you're talking about. In the White House statement yesterday, they said border security, chain migration, and an end to the visa lottery. Those are the three things that they're going to get for DACA.
Okay, well, there was I will just, at some point, I'm going to find the fourth thing in there. I know that there was a fourth one, but in any case, it's not nearly a long enough list. What about birthright citizenship? I mean, anchor babies was something the president was going to end. And sanctuary cities and Davis Oliver Act, more ICE agents. You can go on and on with this. What about Kate's Law, Sarah's Law? Those things that seem to be left out of the dialogue yesterday. And I know that the Congress has a responsibility to do the right thing, but there's been this significant shift in the political positioning within House Republicans in particular. I don't think that the Senate Republicans shifted that much because they were already leaning towards some kind of amnesty.
One of the shifts that happened yesterday was the inclusion of the phrase comprehensive immigration reform. In fact, here's the president talking to the Democrats and Republicans on that issue.
I think that's basically what Dick is saying. We're going to come out with DACA. We're going to do DACA, and then we can start immediately on the phase two, which would be comprehensive.
Would you be agreeable to that?
Yeah, I would like to. Go ahead.
He said comprehensive immigration reform could happen the very next afternoon. What do you make of that?
Well, that's everybody in America knows that comprehensive immigration reform really means amnesty. So if you're going to grant amnesty to DACA recipients, and then you're going to start comprehensive immigration reform potentially, and I think that was figuratively the next afternoon, that means there's another amnesty along the way. And by the way, I think that's, if they go any step further than this, if you just accepted the deal that seemed to be negotiated yesterday with those three things that you mentioned, let me add that fourth thing actually was merit-based immigration. So there were four that were officially part of that. But if you accept that, then they will have set the precedent that you can't get immigration enforcement unless you trade amnesty for that enforcement. So that means there's be a second version of amnesty that have to be packaged up with any kind of comprehensive immigration reform. And that's why this principle that they negotiated yesterday is so wrong. It sacrifices the rule of law, and it reestablishes what Ronald Reagan signed in 1986. And it's a promise to people that if you can get into America and be part of a large enough group with political power, you'll eventually be granted amnesty. And it erodes an essential pillar of American exceptionalism that I've been trying to restore for the last 31 years.
Congressman, are you upset with the president?
I worked really hard to get all the things I believed in embodied within a president in the Oval Office in the White House. We've accomplished almost all of that. And so I don't want to blow the president up on this, and I, of course, mean that figuratively. I'm going to support him on all of the agendas that are good for America, and I'll oppose the agenda that I think is wrong for America. But, I'm not ready to walk away from President Trump because we disagree on this issue. I just want to influence this policy in the right direction so we do the right thing for America's destiny.
Oh, what do you think? How do you think his base reads this?
Well, I've heard from his base over the last day and at the end of the night late and then also early this morning. And the base is really disillusioned by this. And they're saying, we chanted build a wall, not bill of love. That seems to be what's going to echo back out of the base. And will they leave him? Some of them are leaving him. But I don't know how many that will be or how pervasive it will be. But I know I've heard Democrats within the last day say to me, I've been a Democrat all my life, but I came over to vote for President Trump because of border security, and this is what I get.
Congressman,
real
fast here in our last 10 seconds, what are you going to be doing as you try and tackle this issue with the White House?
Well, I've got to find a core of people that agree with me, and then we have to start pushback, and we need to hear from the American people and send the message out through the media. We'll see how this thing works. I've been in the middle of this battle twice in a big way before, 2006 and
yep.
2007, then again in 2013. This is the hardest one of all.
That's
so
right.
We'll see how it goes.
The battle rages on. Congressman Steve King, thanks very much for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Yes, thank you.
7:44 now on WMAL.
New year, new you. Better sleep. Save up to 60% this week in the Mattress Warehouse Floor Model Clearance Sale. Mattresses starting at just $79 in stock to take home today. Get bed matched at a Mattress Warehouse near you. Visit sleephappens.com for locations.
You know, selling your home, huge decision, but that's why you need an agent whose first priority is you, a professional with the experience to get you top dollar for what is absolutely, in most cases, your greatest financial asset. I suggest you call my friend Frank Prindle. Frank's system for selling homes creates more demand and gets homes sold a lot faster and for more money than your average local agent. Robert and Heidi of Purcellville purchased a new home before selling their existing property. They were working with another agent, and their home sat unsold for months. They turned to Frank, and he generated multiple showings and sold their property for over their asking price. What more could you ask for? There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he'll buy it, guaranteed. Frank Prindle's been endorsed by Sean Hannity. He's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C., and I proudly recommend Frank as well. So call the only agent that you need when you are ready to sell that home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD, 855-234-SOLD, or online at itrustfrank.com. 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 210 commuters, Indian Head Highway. Long haul continues to get by the crash near the Beltway. So if you're joining on and you're thinking, I'm at Swan Creek Road, how much farther along are the delays? Well, that continues past Old Fort North, past Palmer Road, up through to the Beltway. So you need to allow extra time and extra patience for sure. I'm seeing some bailout traffic over to Oxon Hill Road. Others are thinking about that too. So plan for that. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue out of Upper Marlboro, delays continue to grow. Really focused here right near Dower House Road. So it looks like that's the location of the incident on 4 prior to the Capitol Beltway. In case you missed it, crash on the Virginia Beltway heading into Maryland. There's no change. Still see the left lane blocked here on the American Legion Bridge. So almost linked up with the delays coming out of Annandale and Springfield. Get ready on that inner loop. It's just inching along once you hit 66. Left lane blocked at the Legion Bridge, and then feeder roads also quite slow to merge onto the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad a shape this morning. Dry pavement out there. A few clouds around this afternoon. Partly cloudy in 45. Areas of fog and drizzle later tonight, 36. So maybe a few extra minutes tomorrow morning. Then partly cloudy for the first part of the day. Thickening clouds in the afternoon with occasional rain showers. Mild in the mid-50s. Could hit the low 60s on Friday with a chance of showers. Colder weather slowly coming in over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAN.
Currently in the nation's capital, 31 degrees, 7:47. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Lube in South Riding, Virginia has relocated to 43149 Town Hall Plaza next to the car wash. Both South Riding Jiffy Lube and the car wash are now open and under new ownership and management.
Stephen K. Bannon, he stepped down from the Breitbart News Network. He's out. That was yesterday's news, coming out late yesterday, that he has stepped away from the site, been forced out apparently by the Mercers, the big conservative donors who've been backing Breitbart for all these years. Also Larry Solov and Susie Breitbart, owners of Breitbart, and Susie, of course, the widow of the late Andrew Breitbart. We saw some reporting that they spent the last few days debating whether or not Steve Bannon needed to go. That was a Wall Street Journal reporter who put that out there. In the end, she writes, they were united on his ouster. The Mercers contacted Bannon through an intermediary on Monday to tell him it was time to go, per her source. The thinking being, look, he was just too much of a liability for the brand. He had come out. He had accused the president's family of being treasonous and unpatriotic, specifically Don Jr. He tried to walk back those statements over the weekend, saying that, no, he was attacking Paul Manafort, not Don Jr., for that behavior in that meeting. But the implication, of course, within that was that Don Jr. was too naive to have been guilty, which is a horrible way to defend yourself. Meanwhile, the president stomped all over Steve Bannon in an unprecedented statement last week, saying that not only did he lose his job at the White House, but he lost his mind and he had little to nothing to do with the presidency. So Bannon, persona non grata, difficult to run a site as dedicated to Trump's agenda when Trump hates you.
Oh, absolutely. What I don't like, though, I don't necessarily like them having to contact him through an intermediary to tell him it's time to go. At least sit down with the guy. Have a face-to-face meeting. Don't you owe him that? Yes, he committed harikari. He did it to himself. But I don't know. I think you at least owe him that, to sit down with him and have the discussion.
Unless you're afraid of what he's going to do.
Really? Is that what you think?
I don't know. I mean, maybe that demonstrates something. Maybe this tells us something, that he needed an intermediary to communicate this. If they're doing it through lawyers, maybe things were really bad.
Maybe they were.
750 on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit garagedoorrepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids, 1-877.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Well, it's 7:53 now. Time to check in on how your money is doing with the CNBC News Desk and Eric Chemmy. Good morning.
Good morning. All three major indices, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500, they're poised to fall from record highs when Wall Street begins trading today. Futures are lower. Markets are mixed in Europe and Asia. Crude oil soared above a three-year high, so you'll likely be paying more for fuel, oil, and gasoline. Berkshire Hathaway is adding two relatively young directors to its board. Investors have been watching for a succession plan now that CEO Warren Buffett is 87 years old. Berkshire's brands include Geico Insurance, Burlington Northern Railroad, Dairy Queen, Duracell Batteries, See's Candies, and many more household names. Mazda and Toyota will bring about 4,000 new jobs to Alabama, with a new plant to be built near Huntsville. The official announcement should come today. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, he's now the richest person in the history of the world. He's worth more than $105 billion. And Disney's ABC television channel celebrates the 200th episode of Modern Family tonight. I'm Eric Chemmy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 1/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Early termination fee applies. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Additional monthly charge, equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra and subject to change. Connection Pro restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to Connection Pro. Minimum term agreement required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at regular rates. Call for details.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270. Now, in addition to the volume that we have in the southbound direction, which is the heavy morning rush hour, we have a northbound crash as you're heading up toward Route 80 Urbana. So be prepared if you're coming out of Clarksburg and up toward Route 80. We have one lane still blocked at the scene of that accident. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, we're jammed out of Upper Marlboro to Dower House Road, 210 Indian Head Highway. Crews tell me they were only allowing one lane to get by the crash at the Beltway. So for 210, as you push northbound, narrow down to one lane, you can imagine how slow it is trying to get through there. Water main break activity, and boy, we're really slow. Virginia commuters on Van Dorn Street, northbound at Van Dorn at the Beltway, along the right side for the water main from Kingstown, out of Kingstown. Everyone, if you live in that area toward the Beltway, major tie-ups. And at the American Legion Bridge, still have that left lane crowded here with crash cleanup. We're jammed out of Tyson's. Update sponsored by 7-Eleven. Now you can go beyond breakfast with endless options at 7-Eleven, or you can get a fresh brewed coffee and everything else you won't find anywhere else at participating locations. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weather winds, we'll see a day or two here. We'll be well above average, 50s and maybe even some 60s coming in by late week. A few clouds with clear sky first part of the day. Partial clouds with sunshine later, 45. Tonight, 36, areas of fog and drizzle locked in by morning. Then occasional rain showers coming in later tomorrow afternoon, 54. Friday, chance of showers, highs in the low 60s before colder weather comes in for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 31 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free to Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach a Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también.
ReachARide.org.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-PLAN-RIC. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls, gas station attendants would actually pump your gas, and people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with smart, friendly people who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And we've got great prices on all the big names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Get a new kitchen in the new year at Bray & Scarf's New Year Sale. Save up to $1,500 on select GE Cafe appliance packages and up to $1,600 on select KitchenAid packages. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Stop by any of their 13 locations or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
All right, here are the Stable Geniuses coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Maryland delegate Nick Kipke will be with us with a preview of Maryland's legislative session. Find out what's going on.
And Christopher Bedford, he's the author of The Art of the Donald. He watched yesterday's meeting. Was that The Art of the Donald? He'll tell us his impressions. It's 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Maryland lawmakers convene in Annapolis at noon today for the start of their annual 90-day legislative session. As they do each year, lawmakers will first elect the presiding officers for the House and Senate. Political scientist Todd Eberle at St. Mary's College tells us...
It's going to be a very interesting session. You know, in Maryland, it's rare for us to have divided government, so it's especially rare for us to have a session leading into... an election with an incumbent Republican governor.
Popular Republican Larry Hogan is seeking a second term. Several Democrats are competing for a chance to run against him. A new Gonzales Research poll out this morning puts Prince George's County Executive Rusher and Baker at the front of that pack of would-be Democratic nominees. But the poll also finds that about one out of three Maryland Democrats has yet to decide whom to support for governor. In Richmond, meanwhile, the Virginia General Assembly also set to kick off its 2018 session at noon. A host of new faces will be filling the House where Democrats picked up 15 seats in the November election. And then later today, outgoing Governor Terry McAuliffe gives his final State of the Commonwealth address. He offered a little preview yesterday.
We are in great shape today, and we need to continue to move in that great progress that we have done.
Governor-elect Ralph Northam will be sworn in on Saturday. As the president and congressional leaders were continuing their dialogue on immigration yesterday, a federal judge in California was temporarily blocking the administration's plan to end the DACA program.
Mr. Trump has expressed sympathy for the Dreamers, especially at Tuesday's lengthy bipartisan meeting at the White House with the media present for most of it. Democrats want what's called a clean DACA bill, a solution for that program and nothing else. The president?
To me, a clean bill is a bill of DACA. We take care of them, and we also take care of security.
Republicans in the room kept the focus on changes to immigration policy and the president's desire for a border wall. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is releasing hours of testimony on the Trump-Russia dossier. The closed-door testimony featured Glenn Simpson, the head of the research firm Fusion GPS.
This all comes as Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, announced plans to sue both Fusion GPS and the news organization BuzzFeed for publishing the dossier last year over his concerns over defamation, because he says the allegation against him in the dossier are just wrong.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Discovery Communications will be moving its headquarters out of Silver Spring next year. So what will that mean for its current building and for Montgomery County?
Nearly 1,300 employees work at Discovery Communications in Silver Spring. Replacing those workers may not be easy. Steve Silverman used to head up Montgomery County's Economic Development Department.
Given the office market in the region, I'm not sure who buys a 545,000 square foot building.
Silverman says it might have to be shared by two or three companies, but the location is just right.
A block away from the metro, it's in a vibrant, large downtown area.
He also says this might be the perfect time to market Silver Spring in a whole new way. Caroline Tucker on WML and WML.com.
The first week of January in Washington was certainly one of the coldest we've had, but not the coldest, not even the second. Or third coldest first week of a new year, says the National Weather Service. Their figures show that last week was the fourth coldest on record here. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,386, the Nasdaq at 71.64. Sports, it's now 10 straight home victories for the Caps as they beat the Canucks. College basketball, Georgetown wins, UVA wins, NBA, the Wizards host the Jazz tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Here's the deal.
Traffic and weather, the day's top stories, and you.
This is a show that is open and welcome to both parties, Republicans